Become a Leslie's Pro member, and with almost 1,000 locations conveniently located less than 3 miles from your service route, you can quickly get in and out and take care of your customers. Get Skimmer, America's number one pool service software platform. Listeners of the podcast can try Skimmer for free. Visit my website, swimmingpoollearning.com, and click on the Leslie's Pro and the Skimmer banners to learn more. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Hi, welcome to the Pool Guy Podcast Show. In this episode, I'm going to go over how the economic climate affects your pool service business, whether you're in a boom market, a recession, or a deep recession, almost a depression, and how that affects your business, and should you even worry about or keep an eye on the economy and what's going on in the general economy. And of course, the answer is yes, and in some ways, no at the same time. Pool Service Pro, open a Leslie's wholesale account today and receive wholesale pricing on products you use every day. Leslie's Pool Supply offers convenient locations that are open 7 days a week. Another great benefit of opening a Leslie's wholesale account is Leslie's referral program. Get referred to a customer looking for weekly pool service. Save time and money and grow your pool service route and become a Leslie's Pro. I don't believe you need to watch the news and follow the economy as closely as you follow the weather. Now, if you're in the pool industry or the pool business, and if you do pool service, weekly service, the weather is extremely important. And I always look at the 10-day forecast. I always look at two different apps so I can kind of get an idea of how it's actually going to be. And what I'm looking for, of course, is rain and wind and, of course, a heat wave. Those are the three things that I focus on. And so you're watching the weather a lot in this business. But should you watch the economy and certain signs of which way we're heading? And I think yes and no, as I said at the beginning. Because we're a very insulated business. The pool service business is insulated from recessions. It's also beneficial to understand that it's a service industry. And so whatever is affecting the service sector will eventually affect your pool service business, which means that if there's a pullback in the economy and there's a recession that we enter, chances are there's going to be a pullback in your service business to some extent. Now, when I say that we're insulated, that means that it's not like you're going to lose 30% of your business, and it's not like you're going to gain, 30% either. It's one of those things where when the economy is good, you can land accounts easier, and you may see an increase of pool service customers. You may see an increase of installations and repairs that are being okayed. And then when the economy is going down or towards a recession or in a recession, you'll see a pullback of customers, and you'll also see a pullback of repairs and installations that normally you would land, but you don't land them because people don't have, quote, they don't have the money. They don't think they have the money for it because they're waiting to see how it is with their particular field that they're in. And, certain fields, they get hurt more than others for a recession, and especially if they're self-employed and are doing a business, that can also affect how they react to what they're hearing in the news. So yes, you should kind of keep an eye on it and know that the trends, and I think it's important to know when you're in a boom market, then you want to advertise on Google Ads or Thumbtack to try to get more leads out there. And then when you're in a lean market, you probably want to cut back your advertising budget because you're not going to land as many accounts. And as far as losing accounts, I've been through two big recessions in the industry. And probably the biggest one was in 2007, 8, 9, 10, right around that period was the longest downturn we've had. And about 10% of the customers were lost because you can't cut everything. In California, the first person to go would be the house cleaner. And then the second person to go would be the landscaper. You would pretty much just let your lawn go at that point or take care of yourself. And then the third would be the pool service, because it does take time and effort, and people that have done it themselves realize that they need to invest time into it. Now, of course, you can do your own pool. It's not rocket science, but there's one element that a lot of people lack, and that's time. And without that time spent taking care of the pool, especially in the summertime, it can turn on you very rapidly. And that's why a lot of pool service professionals are employed by doctors, lawyers, school teachers. Anyone doesn't have the extra time to take care of their pool will hire you rather than doing it themselves. And I mentioned also that the actual landscape of getting a pool built has changed dramatically in the last 5 years. You know, even 10 years ago, you can get a pool built for a fraction of what it costs now. And people doubt me when I say this, but in my area of Southern California, if you wanted a 15 by 30 pool built, and this is just a cookie cutter pool with really nothing but white plaster, standard equipment, maybe sometimes an automation at the price I'm going to quote you, but I've seen many bids submitted to me from people, and the average is about $130,000 for a 15 by 30 pool, 6.5 feet deep, white plaster, standard equipment, and just a coping around the pool with no decking. And that's pretty insane if you think about it, because 10 years ago, you probably could have had that same pool built for around $40,000. And that's because the price of materials have increased dramatically. The price of everything has gone up, and there's a finite amount of, you know, pools that can be built because builders are backed up, and maybe not as backed up as they were during COVID, but still, it's one of those things where the cost of the pool being built is so expensive that to do it yourself and ruin that investment, because now it's an investment in your property to have a pool, you don't want to do that. And so a lot of people are hesitant to take over their pool care because now it's a huge investment. Instead of it being like the cost of, I guess, a Honda Accord, now it's the cost of a, you know, the expensive Tesla Model S or, you know, $90,000 car, maybe more than that, like a Porsche. And you wouldn't want to do your own oil change in that case. You wouldn't do it in a Tesla. There's no oil in there. But you wouldn't want to do your own maintenance on a car that you paid $130,000 for versus a car that you paid $30,000 for. Yeah, you probably would want to change the oil and do the brakes on it. It's not a big deal. So there's a different category now because the pools are so expensive. And it's one of those things where the systems can be more complicated now than they were 10 years ago as well. With automation, it could make it easier to maintain, but there's a bigger learning curve. So those are factors that are kind of new. So any recession that happens from this point forward, you have to kind of taper that with the fact that the cost of a pool is so expensive, at least in my area, and I'm sure it's kind of replicated throughout the country at different levels. I mean, the median price of a home here in my area is $900,000, $950,000, almost $1 million for the average home in my area, and that means that half the homes sell for less than $950,000 and the other half sell for more than $950,000. So the cost of a pool has gone up tremendously. In fact, there was a report recently where you can rent in Los Angeles at 90% cheaper than buying a house, which is logical and makes a lot of sense. And that's kind of the area that I'm in, and that's the prices you're going to pay for a pool. So with all that said, if there is a downturn in the economy, it's not going to be nearly as bad as 2008, 2009, when, you know, houses were dirt cheap and everything was really inexpensive. Everything's really expensive now. And so keeping the pool service is more of something that most people will do at this point, and they'll budget for that. Now, I mentioned that you're going to see a lot less repairs and things like that come your way. And that's true in a downturn. It's not because generally, people don't have money to fix things. It's that they're holding on to more money in case they're going to need it to support themselves. So if they need a new filter, they'd rather just get the elements put in there, the new DE grids or cartridges, versus replacing the whole filter, because they feel like they need to hold back that money, you know, for like a rainy day in their case, and they don't want to throw it all into their pool. There's also the fact that equipment has gone up in price tremendously. And it's one of those things where it's no longer an easy sell to the customer. And so even in a down market, what happens is that they just don't want to spend the money. They'd rather repair what they can. And you're not going to get a lot of new installs. You know, in 2008, everything dried up. There was no one doing anything. They would let their pools turn green. There was a lot of great green, the clean services that you can do back then because people just weren't doing the repairs they needed. And the pools would turn green, and then Vector Control would come over and give them a ticket. They would fly over and give them a ticket for having a green pool. Very common back, you know, in the late, in the 2007 to 2012 era, green pools were very common. And there was lots of green pool cleaners because people just weren't doing what they needed to do to maintain their pool. A lot of repos, a lot of short sales where the pools were turning. That's not going to happen in a down market now because even if you are behind on your payments, you can still sell your house for more than you paid for it. It's just one of those things where the real estate market is highly inflated. So that won't happen in a downturn. In a boom economy, you're going to, of course, get the opposite of that. You're going to get a lot of people wanting new things for their pool. In fact, before the last couple of years where interest rates skyrocketed, you know, a home equity line was as low as 3 or 4% on the interest. And so people were taking their equity out of their homes and getting their landscaping redone, getting their pools remodeled. Most of that has dried up to a point where you're probably down. I don't know where the builders are now, but I know a lot of them are down at least 50%. I know that there's a lot of companies that do landscaping that are down 80% because people just don't have that cheap equity to pull money out of. You know, now it's 9% roughly for an equity line of credit. And that's a big difference from 3 or 4%. And in a boom economy, when interest rates are low, people are going to spend money freely like water because borrowing money is cheap in that kind of economy. So, you know, if we go into next year and the rates start to go down significantly and people can see that there's cheap money available, they'll borrow that money and use it to improve their homes. But when you're in a market where the money is not cheap and not affordable, then people will forego those kind of things because, you know, to be honest with you, remodeling your pool, getting a pool installed, redoing your landscaping are all things that are not necessities. They're all a desire, something that you can do if you had the money. And, you know, very rarely will someone actually pay cash for any kind of remodeling job unless they're, you know, they have a lot of money in the bank sitting there. Most will borrow the money in some form, either in a home equity or using other ways to get the money. Some people finance their pools through the finance company that the builder has, but that is not cheap money anymore. And then when your car loan, when getting a new car is also more expensive, the other things that are not necessary, like a new filter or a new pump, kind of fall to the wayside as they're just trying to pay their normal bills at that point. So in a boom economy when money's cheap, everyone benefits from that, I think, in the service side of things. And everyone is hurt in the service side of things when money becomes more expensive to borrow. And so how much of the economy should you watch or pay attention to? Well, you should know which way things are trending. So I definitely would say you would want to go watch the business news once in a while so you can kind of see which way we're trending so you can steer your company in that way. And if you feel like we're going into a recession, there's really no way to know personally until we're in one in a lot of cases. But if you feel like, well, I need to really kind of tighten things up because maybe we're going to be heading towards a down market and I want to make sure that I have some reserves, and that's really important in your business. You should have about 6 months of reserves to pay everything in your business in case there is a downturn and you start losing some of the bids you're doing. You know, sometimes you can kind of project how you're going to do the next year based on the year prior. So if you picked up 30 accounts in the summer by doing Google Ads and you're going to project that over this next summer, but then you notice that the economy seems to be kind of faltering a little bit here and there, you may want to reassess that and say you're going to get 20 accounts. And then that gap that you have in the money that you normally would get by having more accounts, you'll account for by saving and cutting back on certain things. And you may cut back on things that, you know, you may go on a smaller vacation, or you may not buy something that you normally would purchase at that time, but you should be able to predict ahead of time where it's going. I don't think you can run your business blindly without following the trends of the market. You know, some people have emailed me saying that, you know, they're not getting as many bids in their area for some reason. And I would say, look at your local economy, look at your state and see what the indicators are, because people are watching the news and the media for that particular information. And that automatically translates into what they're going to do with their money and how they're going to spend their money. And it may be something that you're missing. You know, in Florida, if things are looking like things are turning down, you may not land two bids a week or two new service accounts a week when you bid them. You may land just one of those two, and that will affect your growth and will affect your bottom line. So it's really important to track your local economy as well and to see where the trends are. One of the things that is affected by the economy and the local economy is how you can charge for your service and even how you can retain an employee. Here in California, there was a law that just went into effect where if you have a fast food restaurant with 30 or more locations, you have to pay your employees $20 an hour. And this really affects you trying to get an employee for your pool service business, because if they can go and flip burgers for $20 an hour, now granted, they're probably not going to get a full-time job doing that. Most employers will keep you at 30 hours a week or 32 hours a week, so you're not full-time and you don't get all the benefits, but it's still a significant amount of money you can make working somewhere else outside of the pool industry. And that's why in my area of California, it's difficult to hire and retain good people, where 5 years ago, it was really simple to get everyone because you would make pretty good money doing pools out there. And, you know, being in the elements wasn't a big factor. But if other employers are paying, you know, larger sums of money than you can afford to pay, that really does affect your business model. And then you have to counter other stores like Walmart and Target that give their employees money for college to finish their degree, where you can't do that. Usually, you know, you have your employee and you're just trying to get make it in business. You can't offer those kind of benefits. So there is something to be said about tracking the local economy in your general area to see what the trends are for even your employment. And of course, your prices are important. You know, if everything is going up in price, if car insurance is going up, home insurance, of course, the burgers and fries are going to be going up because of the increase of the employees, then it's safe to say that if you raise your service rates, the customer's not going to really be bothered by it because everything is going up at that point, and it's easy for them to see that you can justify that because chemical costs are higher, employment costs are higher, therefore your pool service went up $20 from last year to this summer, and that's fine. Most people will accept that because everything else is going up. But if you're in an economy where everything is flat or even things are dropping, which hasn't happened really, but if that does happen, then a $20 increase may not go over well for the customer. And again, that's why the trends are important. And I'm not saying this would happen where you have to cut your rate, but there may be a time coming if things flatten out, which is what the Fed's trying to do. They're trying to get inflation to flatten out to 2% or less. That means that raising your rates 5 or 10% year to year may not go over well with customers when inflation is at that point. But at this point, everything is going up, and especially here where everything just went up dramatically on April 1st because of the new law that went into effect, people can tolerate price increases. And that's another reason also to keep an eye on the economy to see how your business model plays out in that season that you're in or the following season. And you can make projections for growth or projections of being flat or even projections to lose some money. In 2008, it was about a 10% drop overall in customers and repairs and installations. And 10% is a pretty significant number, but most of us can survive losing 10%. It's not the end of the world if you have everything lined up. So watch the trends. Also, follow the trends also. If you're seeing the economy going down, definitely pull back in your personal spending and also maybe in your business spending or expansion. And really keep an eye on the economy, not to the point where you're watching it like you watch the weather, like I watch the weather more than I watch the economy, but you can't just ignore it and not pay attention to it because things will go up and down in the economy, and that does impact your business in many different ways. If you're looking for other podcasts I've recorded, you can find those on my website, swimmingpearllearning.com. On the banner, click on the podcast icon. That'll take you to a drop-down menu of other podcasts I've recorded there. And if you're interested in the coaching program that I offer, you can learn more at poolguycoaching.com. Thanks for listening to this podcast. Have a great rest of your week, and God bless. Real quick, if you're not using pool service software, try Skimmer free for 30 days at getskimmer/poolguy. Again, that's getskimmer/poolguy. Skimmer, everything you need to run your pool service business all in one app.